Yeah. If we only would have said one posik, so I would have said the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush is really where you're being oisik and doing the mitzvah actually. In other words, your mom is putting on a pair of tefillin. When you're being oisik and putting on tefillin, then we say, let's say somebody comes and we'll ask you for tzedakah. You don't have to stop putting on your tefillin and give him tzedakah out of pter. I'm oisik the mitzvah right now. And the Dvor speaks out, like, what's the chiddush in this also? What do I need a pasuk for? The Chur Pshita. I'm right now doing a mitzvah. I'm putting on tefillin. It takes me 5 minutes to put on tefillin. And I'm only there, standing there, saying, give tzedakah. So we need a pasuk to say, don't stop your tefillin to give him tzedakah. Continue doing your mitzvah. So the Dvor asks the Chur Pshita, what do I need a pasuk for? Pshita. Why would I think I have to stop doing a mitzvah? I have two mitzvahs in front of me, and I already started to do one mitzvah. So why would I think I'd have to stop doing the mitzvah tefillin to give tzedakah? Like in Svara, I shouldn't have to stop. What do I need the pasuk for? So the Dvor says the chiddush of the pasuk is that there's an iser to stop. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. But oisik b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah means oisik b'mitzvah. At the time when you're actually working, you're doing a mitzvah. Right now you're putting on your tefillin. Put them in a mitzvah means as if there's no mitzvah there. That is only a poor person is asking you for money as if there's no mitzvah. So if you stop the tefillin to do it, you're like doing an avera. You're stopping the mitzvah tefillin for no purpose. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That when you're oisik in a mitzvah, you're not allowed to stop doing that mitzvah to do another mitzvah. That's the chiddush. But if only one pasuk guy would think. It only applies in the case that you're really actually oisik. You're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. And you're doing putting on the tefillin right now. Then I'd say you don't have to stop to do another mitzvah. Abu chosin, but I would not know the second chiddush for that one pasuk. A chosin, the person that's getting married that night, shu yashiv a bottle. Right now, he's in the middle of, he's eating, he's talking, he's not doing any ma'aseh mitzvah the whole night. The mice, alright, good, he did the ma'aseh kedushin. But after the kedushin, then the next mitzvah is he does the bia later at night. But in between all that time, he's not doing a mitzvah. He ain't oisik. He's not oisik in any mitzvah. Elo tenu chiddush by chosin. Torid b'machshev es bila. He's thinking in his mind that night, he thinks about the bia. That's a mitzvah tonight. So, loy poter akosav. I would have thought the pasuk says you're not poter. You're not poter. Hilkach, mikro yisar. I need a second pasuk, Hashemina. The poter mikriyashma. The torid b'machshev es bila. That since he's worried about now how he'll do the bia at night, she's a psula. The first time it's hard to do it, he's thinking about it, and since he's thinking about a mitzvah, that's the next posik. We let him continue thinking about it, and he's put him in a mitzvah. In other words, if not for this posik, I would have said, Chosin, you're thinking about something. Stop thinking, you're mechuyev to stop thinking and do the mitzvah krishma. The Torah says you have to do krishma. Ah, you're busy. Like we'll soon see later, the guy is damn worried about the ship got drowned in the ship. A ship got drowned in the ocean. So it's bothering him. That's no proof not to say krishma. We tell you, stop thinking about what you're thinking about and say krishma. It's only if you're thinking about a mitzvah that you don't have to stop to do the next mitzvah. So that's the second pasuk here. That a chosin, since he's thinking about doing a mitzvah, he has the right not to stop thinking, and Mele doesn't have to say krishma. This is all with Mana Gemara, with the say Krishma, you have to have a lot of Kavona. So Mele, when you're thinking about something else, you couldn't have enough Kavona. But with Mana Zer, that we don't have that much Kavona anyway, so I care, it's brought down, you're supposed to say Krishma the night of Yichasna with Mana Zer. Because we don't have that much Kavona anyway. So as much Kavona as we have the whole year, you can have the night of Yichasna also. Right. Hakernis is. Shatalokhi. Hakernis is Absula Potter. V'yes ha'mona chayit. Now says, my mashma, how do we know these Kedushim and these Psukim? Omer Rafuna, Kederot. The Bosa says, when you're going in the road. So ma derech, just like walking in the road, rishus, you don't have to walk in the road, you're taking a stroll. Is av kol rishus. Anytime you stop doing your rishus, then there's a mitzvah to say krishma. Lafu kehai to the mitzvosik. Mashenka, when a person is oisik and doing a mitzvah, he's doing kibbut aveim now, he's doing putting on tefillin, he's being oisik and doing a mitzvah, he's part of other mitzvahs. For the Gemara, no. Milo Yaskino, aren't we talking about the causal of the Dvar Mitzvah? Maybe the person, Baderech, means he's going to the Dvar Mitzvah. He's going to visit his Rebbe now in Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah. He's going to hear a shir. He's going to do a mitzvah. And still, the Koma Rachmona Likri. Maybe still the Torah says you have to say Krishma. Like, what's your raya for Noblechtecho Baderech? Baderech means only when you're taking a stroll. Maybe the post is throwing, even when you're going to Davin now, you're going to do a mitzvah. Still the Torah says you have to do the mitzvah Krishma. For the Gemariam came, if so, lay makroa b'sheves obaleches. The Torah just should have said, b'sheves when you're sitting, obaleches when you're going. My b'shiftecho. Why does Elohim, b'shiftecho, you're sitting, obalechtecho, you're going? Why is the extra cho? What's it mean, you? So we dash in, b'leches didoch. Only when you're going for your own purpose, doing a dvar reshus. Hu de mechayeves. That's when you have to say krishma. ha'balechas the mitzvah. But if you're going someplace to do a mitzvah, you're being oisik in a mitzvah right now, then p'tiris. Then the Torah never said the mitzvah kriyishma. That's how we dash from these two psukim of b'shiftecho b'veisecho, b'shiftecho when do you have to say kriyishma, b'shiftecho when you're sitting for your own sake. When you're sitting to do a dvar mitzvah, you're potter for mitzvah kriyishma. Uvelechtecho, only when you're walking for your own sake do you have to say kriyishma. When you're walking the dvar mitzvah, then you have to do the mitzvah, then you're potter in a mitzvah. And what do we need to psukim for? The second chiddush is, even the chosin, even though he's only thinking about a mitzvah, he also has the right not to stop thinking about the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah kriyishma, but rather he continues thinking about his mitzvah, and he's potter from kriyishma. For the Gemara Yochiv, that's the Svara now, the second postik, Afilu Koinis Asamon Anami. Even if he marries an Amon, he marries a wife that was already married once. She's a bull already. So true, there's not such a big tear though, but he's still doing a mitzvah though. So why isn't he potter? And for the Gemara, Koinis Asapsula Torit. When you marry Yibsula the first time, you're worried. You don't know how it's going to go. She's a psula, it's hard to make the biya. So therefore, we say you're potter from the mitzvah, because you're worried, you have things on your mind. When you marry an ishta, who's already married once, you don't think about it so much, it doesn't bother you so much. Therefore, since you don't have tirda, things bothering you, therefore we say you have to say kriyishma. He says, Mori, yes, now is that true? Anytime you have things bothering you, you want to say that's the ptur. Like really both, whether you marry an amon or you marry a psul, you're doing a mitzvah. So why is one chayiv as one is potter? You're telling me because by a psula there's tirda. You're thinking about something. It's bothering you. Something's bothering you. Mashenka, you're marrying an amona, nothing bothers you. So mashma bothering you, that's what patters you from kriyishma. For the Gemara, is that true? Hochinami the potter. El meyativ, so, tovas vinosa bayam. Somebody has a $1 million ship, and all of a sudden he got news, a big storm came and the ship drowned. So who are the guys? Mamish finished. He's a lot of things bothering him now. The Torah, the guy is bothering. He has a lot of tears on his mind right now. You want to tell me, Hochinami the potter? He's potter from saying kriyishma. How about you know? Maybe you tell me Yochinami, maybe Enochinami. A guy that has a lot of tirdos, the question is like this. Things are bothering you right now. And when they're bothering you, you can't say kriyishma. When you have a lot of kavana, you can't say kriyishma. The mitzvah is to say as much kavana you can have. You can't have your kavana now. So the question is, do we tell you, you have to stop thinking about what you're thinking about and say kriyishma? Like, do you have to stop your thinking or not? So Poshut Avada, you have to stop. So if you have to stop, why is the psula different? Someone says, maybe no. Maybe you don't have to stop. If you have things bothering you right now, maybe you're also potter for doing mitzvahs. For the Gemara, it's not true. The Yomer Rav Abba Bazavde, Omer Rav, Ovil, somebody's in Ovil. Chmon Lassan, one of the person in his mishpacha died. So he feels terrible now. Still, Chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-mors patera. He's chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. After anointing, after they made the kfur ready, after the mace is nikva buried already, now you have a chiyuv to do all the mitzvahs like anybody else. Chutz minat tefillin. Just the first day, you put for putting on tefillin. Shereinem abem ter, because the Torah says by tefillin ter, it's a nice thing. Like you have to look nice. And a novel doesn't look nice, he's like in sacks and torn clothing, he's put from wearing tefillin the first day. But Lachura, here you see, a noble has a lot of tirda, a lot of things are bothering him. He just lost the mishpacha. Still, we tell him, after the kfura, you have to stop thinking about the misa and do the mitzvahs. So you see, stop the fact that something is bothering you, that doesn't pat you from doing mitzvahs. The chiyuv is to stop thinking about them and do your mitzvah. So if so, what's the difference between marrying a besula or marrying an amana? In both of them, you're doing a mitzvah. I, by besula, you're thinking, you're telling me now thinking about something doesn't pat you. So my answer is Pasha, no. Ha-cha Torah tirda the mitzvah. It depends what you think. It depends what's bothering you. Where you're getting married to a besula, what's bothering, what you're thinking about is, how are you going to do the biya that night? How are you going to have tashmish that night? And that's the mitzvah. So you're thinking about a mitzvah. So what's bothering you right now is how to do the mitzvah. That's potter. Since you're thinking about doing a mitzvah, the Torah says you don't have to stop thinking to do other mitzvahs. That's also called Isaac b'mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. If you're thinking about doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is mutl on you to do it tonight, you're potter from doing other mitzvahs. Mashenken hosom, where your svina drowned, or else even by an oval, tirda the reshus. That's only called your torid, you're being worried about a reshus. You don't have to be worried there. There's no mitzvah to worry about it. So therefore, there we tell you, stop worrying about the ship, and do the mitzvah. So tremendous chiddush here, the Ba'avelis also, the Rashi says, the third line from the bottom, tirda the reshus. Why is an oval then chayav to do all the mitzvahs? Lachura novel feels terrible. He's thinking about what happened, the misa. So chura it's a mitzvah avelus. So why do you say a novel has to do all the other mitzvahs? No, I should say he's thinking about a mitzvah, should be potter. Rashi says a chiddush. Va'al pishu chayav linag avelis. Shel nilas lo nila. Rechitza v'sicha laharas kavod neisa, even though he's mechuyev not to wear shoes, and not to wash himself, and not to rub himself. But the inyan of avelis is only to show kavod l'meisa. You have to show kavod to the meis. Ave'einoi chayav l'tzayir. Then you to feel bad, stomp to cry, have tsar, to have put pain upon yourself, that is no mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah avelis. The mitzvah avelis is just not to do dvarim shel simcha. You're not allowed to do things to show you happy. You have to say, you don't care about the meis at all. You have to give cover to the meis, be noig mitzvah avelis. But there's no mitzvah to be mitzvah yourself, to be in pain, to be sad, or to be have worries on your head. Therefore, if you're worried now, and that's the reason why you can't say Kriya Shema, we tell you nothing doing. You have to stop thinking about your worries and go say Kriya Shema. It's only when you're marrying a Besula, there we say, you're worried, you're thinking about how you're going to do the mitzvah tonight, so there we say you don't have to stop thinking, you're allowed to continue thinking and you're potter from the mitzvah. For the Gemara, is it true now? V'yoysik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Me'yoch ha-nafka, these the psukim here, b'shiftuch b'meisnech l'atuch ha-baderech. That we're learning out of Yosik and the mitzvah while you're actually doing the mitzvah, that you can't do two at the same time. Like what Vos says, there's an issa to stop doing the first mitzvah. You have to continue doing it and not start to do the second one. Then you tell me Yosik the mitzvah. It's pot that means the second one is not even a mitzvah. You're not allowed to stop to do it. Mehocha nafka from here. Mehostem nafka. There's another posik we'll be learning out from. From the Pasha of Pesach Sheni, the Tanya, the posik says like this. Vayihi anoshim mashuhoyu tamein l'nefeshodim. The people that were Tomei by Pesach Rishon, by Yudalid, by Nisan, they were still Tomei l'meis. They couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk says they bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, Oisim Anoshim Mihoyu. Who are those people that were Tomeiim by Pesach Rishon that couldn't bring it, they don't bring a Pesach Sheni? So one man the Yom says, Noisvay Aroina Sheyosef Hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. These were the people that were carrying the Oren of Yosef HaTzadik. They carried him out of Mitzrayim, they brought him into the Midbar, so they were still Tomei because they were carrying Yosef HaTzadik. That's why they were Tomei. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says no. If these people Tomeiim were, Mishoyel V'Yeltsofen Hoyu, Shoyel Oiskim V'Nodav V'Aviyu. His Nodav V'Aviyu died by the Kormas HaMishkan of Shchedesh Nisan. The next day they died. So after they died, Mishoyel V'Yeltsofen went to take them out. They were Oistik and they Kfura, they were Tomei, so they came Yudalit beneath them, they were still Tomei. Rabbi Yitzchak says no. Rabbi Yitzchak Gomer, this can't be. If these people we're talking about now on Erev Pesach, on Yudalit beneath them, they were still Tomei. So he says it can't be the people that were carrying the orange of Yosef Atzadik Hoyu. Why? Because they could have become Torah already. They traveled Yosef Atzadik out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar Sinai. But they stood there. When they went into Midbar Sinai, they didn't travel out of there for a long time. So the kids said, before Yudal Benisin, they could have become Torah. They had a good 7 days before that, they could have become Torah. So why didn't they go to Mikvah? Why didn't they have the Azor? Why didn't they have the Azor, the Shlishi Shvi, that they had the Paradum already? They should have become Torah already. So it couldn't be the Pshat that Tommy now, because they were carrying Yosef HaTzadik. And weiter. In Mishael V'Yatsofen, it can't be Mishael V'Yatsofen either. Because if it was, they also could have been Torah ready. Because Nadav Aviv was mace on days Nisan, they were mace. So you had to Yudalad, you had more than a week. You had more than 7 days to become Torah. So here the Pasuk says, no, they were Tomei, they could bring Pesach Sheni. So that's not the case. These are not the people that were Tomei because they were carrying Yosef, or because they took care of Nadav Aviv. So Yitzchak says, who were they? Elo Oiskin v'meis mitzvah. These were people that took care of a mace mitzvah. In other words, somebody died, the Mishpocha by them died 7 days before Pesach. So now, Hoyu, Shechal Shvi Shalem Lios Erev Pesach. The seventh day came out to be Erev Pesach. Shenema, because the Pesach says there, V'lo Yochlu Lasos HaPesach B'Yemhu. On this day, on Yudalad B'Nisan, today, they were Tomei, today they can't bring the Pesach. It's a Diyak, V'Yemhu, on that day, on Yudalad B'Nisan, Ein Yecholim Lasos, these people were Tomei, they couldn't bring it. But if they could have waited till tomorrow to bring the Korban Pesach tomorrow, they would be allowed to. So what's the pshat? That these people had kroivim that were mace 7 days ago, and even though they knew now that if they're going to go and be covered their mace, they're going to be tomei, and they're not going to be able to bring a Korban Pesach, because we're talking about now 7 days before Erev Pesach. So the question is now, should they be Isaac in making the Kvura? No. One side is no, don't be Isaac in doing the Kvura right now, because you have a mitzvah Pesach to take care of. If you take care of the Kvura now, you won't be able to do a Korban Pesach. So maybe don't do the Kvura now, but rather wait for the Korban Pesach. The Pesach says no, they have a right to take care of the mace right now, because that's called Isaac mitzvah. Right now the mace is in front of you. Take care of the mace. I, lady, won't be able to do the mitzvah Korban Pesach, so what? Isaac mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. So we learn now from this pasuk that Isaac mitzvah is potter. So how come we have to have the other pasuk? What do we need two pasukim for? The Rashi says, Shema Hashemim Minoa, the Isaac mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. Mamash right in the middle. Sherei nitmu b'misasan shiva yom l'chnei Pesach. These people touched the mace 7 days before. The Afa Pisha Tumazu Ta'akev Ayodam Achilas Pesachim. They know right now, 7 days in advance, that if they take care of their Kroivim, they're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And still we say you have a right to make yourself Tomei, and you'll be Nitchi, you don't do the Mitzvah Pesach. Alma, what do we see? Mitzvah Kala Bolu Yotchi, even if you have a small Mitzvah to do right now, Einoch Tzorach Letzchoism of Nechemura Hosid Lovi. You don't have to push it off and wait to do take care of a more Chomadik Mitzvah that will come later. No, right now, Oisik with Mitzvah, you could start doing the Mitzvah right now. Even though if I start to do this Mitzvah, it's going to stop you from doing a bigger Mitzvah later. So it could be Rashi's also about warning the Mitzvah's Kasha. Now we asked before, what was the Chiddush of Oisik with Mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah, Chorab Shita? If in the middle of doing one Mitzvah, why should I think you have to start to do the second Mitzvah? So the Mitzvah says, the Chiddush is you're not allowed to stop. Avad, you don't have to. But I would have thought maybe if you want to stop, do the second one, you're allowed to. Kamashma, no, you're not allowed to stop. So Rashi saying a little bit different. Rashi saying the Chiddush is that let's say you have two mitzvahs. One's a smaller mitzvah and one's a bigger mitzvah. So I would think you're not supposed to start doing the smaller mitzvah because that will stop you from doing the bigger mitzvah. Maybe you have to wait to do the bigger mitzvah. Kamashma, no. Right now, do the first mitzvah that comes to you. Mitzvah Bolu Yotzko, do it right now. You can't do the second mitzvah, you take a potter. That's the chiddush of oitzing the mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. Like all born in the kashkas, what do we need two pesukim for? The pasuk by Pesach Sheni and the pasuk by Kriyishma. So Gemara answers, yes, we need both. Gemara says, Tzricha, I need both pesukim. The Yashmin in the hospital, if I don't learn out over here by Pesach, Mishum de Leimote Zman Chiyuba de Pesach. You know why right now, 7 days before you let the metama be kaiva your mace? Because it didn't come to Zman Pesach yet. So right now, today, it's not Yudal Venisin. Right now, there's no Mitzvah Pesach. So therefore, I say, Gesundheit, right now, take care of the mace. Do the Mitzvah right now. Later on, you won't be able to do the Pesach. Then I say, Eisik Mitzvah, Potem in the Mitzvah. Avol Hochem Hashenken here by Kriya Shema. Demot is Zman Krishma. We're talking about now, came Zman Krishma right now. You're a chosen that night. It's the night to say Krishma. So I would think, Eimo, you have to say Krishma right now. You have to stop doing the Mitzvah thinking about the Biyah. And you have to do the Kriya Shema, Emeloi Tzricha. That's why I need the second Pesach of Kriya Shema, Achosin, or Yipotev, saying Kriya Shema. I only say the Pesukim by Kriya Shema. The Ashmin and Hachav, I only say the Pesukim by Kriya Shema, to say Isaac by Mitzvah, Potev, saying Kriya Shema, Mishum, the Lekha Chorus. Because if you don't say Kriya Shema, there's no Chiyav Chorus. There's no Issa Chorus involved. Then I say, if you're Isaac and doing one Mitzvah, you're Potev from doing another Mitzvah, because the second Mitzvah is not a Chiyav Chorus. Avol Hosim here by Korban Pesach. He could chorus, if somebody doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, for no reason, he's chayiv chorus. So I would think here, you're 7 days before Pesach. Think what you're doing. You want to touch the mace? No. If you touch the mace, you're not going to be able to bring a Korban Pesach, which is a chayiv chorus if you don't bring it. So since the mitzvah's Pesach is so strong, I would think maybe don't care about this small mitzvah now of being chayiv for somebody, but rather wait to do the Korban Pesach, tzrichim. That's why in the second Pesach know that even by Korban Pesach, you're allowed to be Isaac in a mitzvah right now. That's the mitzvah came to your hand. Even though through doing this mitzvah, you won't be able to do the second mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Gufa, we learned before, Omer Rav Abba Bazavda. Omer Rav, Ovel Chayiv B'chol Mitzvah Samur B'Torah. When you're an Ovel after the Kvura, you have a Chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz Minat Tfilin. Just the first day, an Ovel is potter for putting on Tfilin. Why? Shreinem Rebem Per. Because the Pesach says about tefillin pair, it has to make you look nice. So Mela, a novel can't look nice, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. It's a shayla if it's an oval digadin or a tefillin digadin. Like, what's wrong? Why can't an oval put on tefillin the first day? Is it the pshat that's a tefillin digadin? It's not nice for tefillin to be on you since you don't look nice now. You have your ripped clothing on the first day, it's terrible tzar you have. It's not nice for tefillin. Or else it's a din in the oval. That the oval himself, since he's supposed to not look nice, he can't wear tefillin, which is something that looks nice. All right, so shayla. I call upon him the first day of a novel does not wear tefillin. Now, since the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, when he was a novel, that you're allowed to wear your tefillin, tzaddik, atu de machayevis. You, only you, Yecheskel, you're allowed to wear tefillin. Avol kulu yal maftira. But everybody else, taker is potter. Everybody else is potter from wearing tefillin. Tahani mili, when do you say a novel is potter from wearing tefillin? The yom rishon, only the first day of the avelis. The pasuk says the achrisak yoimar, terrible yoimar, terrible bitter day. The first day of avail is very bitter. So since you're in a bitter mood, then it's not nice to wear tefillin. But it's only the first day. But after the first day, then a novel has a chiyuv even to wear tefillin. In Russia, the ika merora chad yoimar, the ika bitterness you have by avail is the first day. The achrisak yoimar, the bitterness is like one day. The Yomer Rabba Bazav, the Yomer Rav, Ovel Chayim Sukkah. If you're an Ovel, somebody died right before Sukkot, even though it's during the Avelus, you have to eat in the Sukkah. A novel is Chayim Sukkah. For the Gemara Pshita, Rashi Maish Noho Mishar Mitzvah, the Yashmin and Rav Liel, the Ovel Chayim and Chola Mitzvah. What's the difference? Why not? For sure he's Chayim in Sukkah. Why shouldn't he be Chayim in Sukkah? So, Chura, you have to say now, it depends when the maize died. But if the maize died right before Yom Tov, the locher is that Yom Tov is Mavat Lavelis. So, either the Chura means to say the maize died on Yom Tov itself. So, you're still Yechayim, that's Chiddush. That even though you're novel now, still Yechayim and call a mitzvah. Chura, that's what it means. He's Ovo Chayim B'Sukkah. The Mav Shita, of course he's Chayim. Why not? He says Chayim in all the mitzvahs. Mal the time, I would have thought no. Hoyl vi Yom Rav Abba Bazav, the Omer Rav. Mitztaya potem in Asukkah, somebody has tsar. He is in pain. Like the mitzvah, somebody is sick. He's in pain. He doesn't have to eat in the Sukkah. Hai nami mitztayru, if you're an oval, you also have a lot of tsar. You have a lot of pain. You just lost somebody. I would think you're potem from Sukkah. Kamash malon. No, you don't have a ptur. Vatani mili tsar de mamela. When do we say you're potter if tsar that comes by itself? You have a tremendous pain, a stomach ache that you can't take it. You have to be in bed upstairs. You have a right not to be in the sukkah. Avol hocha here by Avelis, iyu hu dekom mitzar nashi. There's no real pain you have, just you making yourself feel bad. So just like we had before in Rashi, there's no mitzvah to put yourself in the matzav of tsar. So we tell you stop thinking about your tsar so much. This tsar, this tsar, does not part you from being in the sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah still. Rashi tsar the mele means shasukkah mitzarosef. The sukkah is causing you pain. Kegoin chama. It's too sunny in the sukkah. Oy tzin, it's too cold in the sukkah. Oy sircha b'dvarim shesicha b'em. If the smell bothers you, then you potter. Ma shenkein, if something else is bothering you, we say, take away that bother and still sit in the sukkah. And we say now, Lemar says, iboy leli sube daiti. We tell the person, stop thinking about yitzar and do the mitzvah. Shrashi, miboy leli sube daiti, choy volov, liyashiv dait le mitzvah. We tell you the chiyiv, stop thinking about your pain, your sorrow, and do the mitzvah sukkah. That's the chiddush. Even though an oval has a lot of tzar, he's not potter from sukkah. The Yomer Rav Abba Bazav, the Omer Rav, Chosin, after you got married the first 7 days, v'shoshvinen, your friends that the sameach, the chosin, v'chol b'nei chuppah, all the people, they have the chuppah, p'turim min ha-sukkah kol shiva. They're potter from sukkah all 7 days. The 7 days of the Sheva Brachis, he's potter min ha-sukkah. My timer, what's the reason? Mishum the boy lamechta, he has to have a lot of simcha. Chosn is supposed to be masamech, happy. Velich, yeah, he has to be lamechta, he has to be zrashi lesmayach, he has to be happy. So therefore he's put them in a sukkah. For at the Gemara, what's the bekasha? Velich lo v'sukkah, velich to v'sukkah, gesuntahe. Let him eat in the sukkah, let him be happy, we'll dance in the sukkah also. Who says he can't dance in the sukkah? So why is a chosn put them in a sukkah? Let him be happy in the sukkah itself. And the Gemara ain't simcha le b'chuppah. The makim simcha is only the makim chuppah, where you have your chuppah itself. That's where the simcha is. In the room you have your chuppah. For the Gemara, good. V'lech le b'sukkah. So eat first in the sukkah. V'lech le b'chuppah. Then go into your chuppah and dance there. Be happy there. The Gemara says no. Ain't simcha le b'makim suda. Part of the simcha has to be where you eat. So you have to eat where you be b'sameach and your makim simcha is the chuppah. So b'zoy, you have a right to make the chuppah upstairs in your house and eat it there 7 days. For the Gemara, why? V'lev du chuppah v'sukkah. Make the chuppah also. Let the nesuyim be in the sukkah. What's wrong? Make the chuppah in the sukkah itself. See the Gemara answers. Habayu rabbi mishum yichud. Habayu says it is the yichud. So Rashi learns the pshat is the stam sukkah heavy oisim gagasayim. Stam sukkah in the zman ha-chazal used to make a top of the roof. So So it wasn't too inviting. You can't invite too many people atop your roof. It's too much tircha to walk up 100 steps to get to atop your sukkah. Not too many people walk up your steps there. The rabbin told me, but they are too much of a tircha to walk up. Now we're afraid the shema yored achos and lasa tzrochav. Maybe so. Who's up there? Only the chos and kalam. Maybe he's going to have to go to the basic kisei. He'll have to leave this kalam alone there. V'yisiachad achim akalam. And we're afraid somebody else will be alone with the kala. So that's why we don't want to make the chupa in the sukkah. We want to make the chupa at the makom achasna where there'll be a lot of people, and not in the sukkah. We're afraid it'll come out there won't be too many people there. There'll be a shayla of yichud. The kala will be alone with somebody. No, there's a lot of tzar. Rashi shamokim tzar pasuach shein lo el shal zafanis. The chosin is not so happy to be in a sukkah. You want to make a nice simcha, happiness, a nice hall, look nice, pretty. Being a sukkah is not so geshmak. That's why a chosin's potter. My benayah, what's nafkamina? He give benayah the shchichi inshe the nafke v'yayil osim. You have your sukkah in the grand downstairs, mamish in the middle of the street. You have your sukkah. Everybody comes by. If you're afraid that the kala will be alone, no, a lot of people are there. Still there's a tzar. The chosn only feels happy if he has his chuppah and he has the whole chasn and shev brachas in a nice hall. A lot of friends, a nice place. Mashenki, but not so nice in the sukkah. He has tzar. That's why all these potim in a sukkah. Right, stop here.